Praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome to New Charis Ministry once again. And I thank you for coming. And you are most welcome for joining us on our online platform, on YouTube, on Facebook. We say that God richly bless you. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for yet another day, for keeping us through all these challenging moments. Father, we pray that today you have mercy upon us. Teach us so we know better and know how to live our Christian life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We thank God and we always appreciate His hand upon our life and He keeping us till today, even in the era where COVID is on the rise. May God protect you and your family, and may you learn to keep the COVID protocols. Hallelujah. Amen. In life, there are always strategies and there are always ways of getting things done. Hallelujah. You may be wanting a specific thing, but you don't go straight to the point, because sometimes when you review your strategy or when you review your end, people know and people can take advantage, or you will never, you know, achieve your purpose. In fishing, although you want to catch a fish, you will always lure the fish with a bait. You put something on your hook. The bait is always something that the fish wants. If you only put a hook, you know, in a sea, a river, a lake, you will catch nothing. But you will always lace your hook with something that the fish wants, that is food. And in his or in its bait to get the food, you are able to get the fish. That is the same thing with those of us who have rats in our homes. If you want to get the rat, you can never get the rat by sitting down and by calling the rat's name, or by just putting the poison, the rat poison, or in a particular corner without anything that the rat likes. So we always lace the poison of a rat with food, with something that the rat wants. So the poison is either mixed to the food, and the rats come not for the poison, but for the food. That is the life that we live in. And that in the world that we live in the world of enticement. We live in a world of advertisement, a world that advertisement reign. Hallelujah. Today, I'm speaking on the topic, the tricks or the lure of sin. Hallelujah. Sin will not get you, or the devil will not get you to sin by presenting the end result of sin, which is death to you. But you are always lured to sin because of your nature, because of your environment. So things that you may enjoy are the things that will be used against you to sin. The sinful nature that we live in makes sin so enticing, because sin appeals to our eyes, appeals to our senses. And because sin appeals to our senses, it becomes an enticing venture. Hallelujah. Yes, although the person knows that the wages of sin is death, sin will not come in the like of a skeleton. Sin will not come in the like of the end results, being jailed, you know, getting pregnant, you know, getting into trouble and all that. Sin will not paint that picture to you. Hallelujah. Shall we read our main text, which is James chapter 1, verse 12 to 13. Hallelujah. Which talks about how sin, how we get to sin, and talks about how we are faced with temptations all around. Hallelujah. James chapter 1, verse 12 to 18. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised to give them that loved him. Hallelujah. He says that blessed is the man that endureth temptation. With this, it means that temptations are inevitable in the life that we live in. As far as you are a human being, you are definitely going to be faced with temptations. And you will not receive any crown, any praise, if you do not overcome the temptations that you face. Hallelujah. The 13, he says that, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. Hallelujah. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. Which means that God, you cannot tempt God, and God will not tempt you. Hallelujah. And we are supposed to know that God will not tempt you. In this, we mean that God will not entice you to sin. Hallelujah. So when you are faced with a sinful temptation, when you are faced with a sinful environment, when you are faced with a sinful issue, God is not in the element, and God is not in the element of tempting you to sin. When God is involved, he is trying you and testing your faith like he did with Father Abraham. Hallelujah. So God will try you, God will test you, but God will test you for the good, because the Bible says that every good thing cometh from the Lord, and God will tempt you to strengthen your faith, not to make you sin. So when you are faced with a sinful situation, when you have gone to see your boyfriend and he is making advances to touch you, to have something to do with you, it is not God who is trying your faith as a Christian. You have been in an environment which is governed by your desires, which you yourself have created, programmed, and you find yourself in. And it is not God who is tempting you. Hallelujah. Temptations which are evil are not from the Lord. That is what the verse 13 is saying. 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Hallelujah. He says that every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. What are some of the last? Some of the last that we are always drawn into our bid to get rich, our desires, you know, to be famous, our desire to long for love. Sometimes our own desire to have somebody special in our life. Today being Vows Day, a lot of people are going to be drawn into sin based on their own desires, based on their own perception of love. And that perception and desires is definitely going to lead them into sin. And God has no deal into it. Hallelujah. Our perceived gratification is what drives us into sin. It is what drives us and puts us into the situation where that temptation will come our way. Our needs are also part of the things that put us in those situations. When we have needs and we are presented with bribes and other things that we think are not good, we look at, you know, the house we want to build. We look at our parents who are in hospitals. We look at the children's school fees and all those kind of things. And we yield to the pressures of sin. Hallelujah. Let's read the 15. When the lust has conceived, when you start conceiving the lust, when you start watching all those soap operas and they are kissing and fidgeting and doing all those kind of things, you conceive and you have yourself pictured in those moods, and you yourself, you have, you know what program your body, no? What you say? Into a bema didn't some boss were because you have conceived that sin. You get it? You have conceived, wow, when I am able to take this money and I'm able to do this kululu and buy this car, look at how people are going to look at me. Hallelujah. Because of that in mind, you are enticed. Because of what you have conceived, there's a problem. It bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Hallelujah. This passage that we read, you know, shows that sin or temptation is inevitable. Temptation will come our way. Let's read James chapter 1, verse 2. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse, you know, temptations. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Hallelujah. So, temptations are inevitable. We cannot do anything without temptation. They will always come. They will always present themselves. Hallelujah. We have the temptation in this present age. We are faced with so many temptations. So many temptations. And the temptations are always against God. When you switch on your TV, there are so many things they are showing which are leading the young ones, even the old ones, into sin, into sexual immorality, into financial misappropriateness, into pressures, into murder, robbery, and other things, just because of advertisement, just because of what we see on TV. Hallelujah. So we are in an age of temptation. We are in an age of pressure. We are in an age that we are battling with sin and all forms of temptation. When you move out of your home, temptation is chasing you. When you are in your house, temptation is chasing you. When you are even asleep, you are dreaming of temptation. Your carnal mind is warring against you. And our environment and our age is supporting that. Hallelujah. And we should know that when we are tempted, God has nothing to do with it. And we are always, you know, fan of giving excuses. Just like what happened in the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3, when Adam, instead of taking responsibility of his actions, wanted to blame God for the woman that God gave him. Hallelujah. So we are tempted to shift blame for our temptations. You hear people saying that because of food, there need to be food on the table, because my mommy is sick, because times are hard. We always have an excuse for our sins. We always have excuses, you know, why we fall for the temptations. Body no be firewood. We always say all those kind of things just to blame people. Hallelujah. Shall we read Proverbs chapter 19? Proverbs chapter 19. Hallelujah. A moment. Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19, verse 3. The foolishness of a man perverts his way, and his heart rages against the Lord. Hallelujah. It is our hearts, the desires of our hearts, that rages against the Lord. And these desires are things that, you know, what we say desires or sinful desires, they are anything that we long for, which is forbidden by God. Just as what happened in the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. You know, by our nature, man loves the things that they should hate. We love things that we should hate. And we rather hate the things that we should love. That is the nature of man. Everything God created in the Garden of Eden was given to man. But the only thing that was forbidden by them, they went for it. Hallelujah. So it is the nature of man to love what you have been forbidden not to do. God will not tempt you to do what is wrong. Temptation comes from within us, and our desires are the problem. Our desire for riches, our desire for pleasures, our desire for fame, our desire to avoid shame, our ego reasons, gratification habits will always lead us to sin. Hallelujah. When you need to tell the truth because you know that it will bring you shame and you want to avoid shame, you are enticed and you fall for sin. Hallelujah. So sin is what we have. We fall into sin because of what we conceive, what we have in our mind. Okay, mekaseya, omekas me jimi na mekran minim chrome. So for you to let them know that you know chrome, you know town, you have to lie. For you to let them know that you too, you day, for ego reasons, for people to know that you too, you have achieved and you are there, you need to live a sinful life to be able to achieve and get money for you to stay at the top. The corruptions we face are the corruptions based on the enticement. They need money so they can be in the V8. They need money so that they can build the big, big houses so that you will respect them. So they are enticed by the respect and the reputation of the society. That is what entices us to sin. We are enticed by the pleasures. Hallelujah. The disco, you know, the chilling, the boys thing, the girls thing, having sex and sleeping with girls all around and feeling that you are a guy. You know, that feeling that comes with it. We are enticed and we are tempted with those things. So it is not because the things present themselves. You have the end in your mind. Hallelujah. You know, and you are basing on the sweetness. You know, like what you are going to feel. You get it? It is not because you want to rob, but you want to live a certain kind of life which you cannot afford on your own. So you rob to live that kind of life. You rob to feel irie. You insult people just for people to know that Odeon Fabogen, yes, swine. Hallelujah. And these are the reasons why we cannot stop sinning. Because sin is enticing. Because we perceive that sin will give us some sort of reputation and some sort of, you know, standard in society. The lure of sin. Sin lures us. Sin tricks us. Sin tricks us to believing that when we do them, we'll achieve something better for ourselves. But we forget that the wages of sin is death. But the only thing that brings us joy, that brings us fruitfulness, that brings us satisfaction is the gift of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Temptation is tailored to our own desires. What would tempt Kwame will not tempt ya. So temptation is not a straight jacket thing. What will cause Kwame to sin will not cause Ama to sin. It is unique to each person. One man might be tempted by something that holds no enticement over the another person. Hallelujah. So temptation is, you know, tailored made. I had to say, Senia, what call seamstress one of us to sue no? Sasuna bonnie, any boon, some yen idea, or shall we dibiano, or shall we nay, or shall neoma wa bra bomwa, uhia, neoma, you deem it good, neoma, you deem it right, neoma, you deem it and you cherish it, you know, and or the sawashe, and a boon, some de neoma bonnie, no, a sawashe. Only Musa, who won me, who here kunu, and Tino, because of your desire for a husband, because of your longing for a loved one, we will always bring men who will pose themselves to be loving you, so that at least because why your wife is a chinchina china, just all worrying in Tino, no, the Jamai Ebawa Brabo. Hallelujah. So the one who does not have that desire will not be tempted with that. Be maybe one more who ba or who so ne who kakra na ne to call left right to left right na na genius hey. But be maybe you sube to be who ba sa and fan who kra oh who ye. And yes or ye bema or ye bema, but that he desires are not towards those things. Only pa no pemba no ube hunu no se or no no un to me fasika en you know because he has no value for money. And the same man who does not like women may be a man who really like money, and little thing about money he will fall for it. So temptation is tailored to our own desires. And the kind of temptation you fall into determines the stage of your life. Hallelujah. Stage beyond the temptation about our brabum. And what would tempt you to sin? God does not have a role to play. Temptation wears a mask. Temptation or a mask. Say the enya yeshe mask. Yeah, yeah, nina mkrumwe. So for nebe insu humi. Just a wabe me. So what you say? And that is the same thing that sin does to us. That's temptation does to us. Temptation, you know, will always come in a form of something sweet, no fine and fresh. Something sweet, looking, precious, nomi. So you are all wised up for the results you have in your mind. This guy is fresh. Look at his six pack. Charlie, if I'm able to do this deal, that Jaguar I will buy. See, you know, all those kind of things you have in your mind. If I'm able to get this deal through, I'm going to buy a land and build a house. If I'm able to away or this kind of bar, may you say, you always have something in mind. Rarely does temptation come in the form of death and danger. Among for bebria, omowo prison. They do not think of going to prison. Kronfona yate no, na yede na tumu no, okwa koko bo krono no, na wanda njene se, obeko prison. What ya say? Abrantia na okokum obino, wanda njene se okum obini yebeche no. Abrantia na ti ejume mua oria ejuma sika no, wanda njene se yebeche no. Sikani mwe ni jena na nana hajwene eyede, e waso. Obi owo abemu a owia amanfo sika no owia abemu sika no wanda adwene se ne ho bebe dwam. When sin come knocking at your door, it is always coated, and it is just like the medicines we drink, the tablets, not the local medicine. And the living bitters no more to say yes elnuye no, but the tablets are coated. So when you put it in your mouth, you do not get the bitterness. But manenche wenum nashe, na sweetness ni free home. That is where you see how bitter that medicine is. That is how sin, the role sin plays. And that is how sin lures us through temptation. Jesus Christ, the devil tempted him. We are faced with temptations left, center, backwards. And today is a great day that a lot of the young ones in this church are going to be tempted. Season of love. Neye de remo. And as you are listening to the voice, as you are listening to my voice, I am telling you under the power of God that do not yield to the pressures of that boy, of that girl, so that you get yourself into something today that will change your life forever. Today is a day of love. But if you don't take care, it will be a day of bitterness for the rest of your life. The enemy will not come bringing and picturing the pain that you go through to you. He will always sugarcoat it. And that is how the enemy is. Temptation eventually brings death. Because what begins as a desire turns into sin. When you desire. Now, the wo ko boni mu. Na de wo ko boni mu. Na wo ye boni ninkitinkiti. Na ye ninkitinkiti. We de kiss pe. We de touch pe. We de wan fan ye. We de wan ye se. Ube huane se zim. We de entro kakra. We de se. We de se ube hunu ne de wo akubibia enye. And when it gets to sin, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Sin is very attractive. My brother, be careful. For sin is very attractive. Se sin is attractive. And kai obie ni honu mo obeye boni. Sin is attractive. And you need to be wise and be on your guard to overcome sin. I have told you how sin can lure you. And I've told you how temptation can lure you into sin. Hallelujah. And do not give in to sin. Because definitely it will lead to death. It will lead to disgrace. It will lead to shame. It will lead to a destroyed reputation when you give in to sin. But one thing is good, because we serve a living God who always loves us and who always wants us to come close to Him. Hallelujah. God changes our nature. God changes our nature when we come to Him. The source of the problem is our nature, but God changes our nature when we find Christ. The solution of our nature, which is problematic, which always leads us to sin, is Christ. Hallelujah. By the nature, is Christ. Because God has given us Christ, who rescues us from the weak nature, the Adamic nature, which yields to sin and which yields to temptation. Hallelujah. Shall we read? Shall we read Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16? Therefore, we do not lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Hallelujah. John chapter 4, verse 14. But whosoever drinks of the water that I will give, hallelujah, that I will give, shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water, springing up eternal life. God knows that we will yield to sin. And for that matter, he has given us Christ, who will change our nature, hallelujah, so that we will be able to withstand sin. Our nature, when we come to Christ, he, being Christ, gives us an armor that is strong enough to resist the temptation and the pressures of the world. Hallelujah. Let's read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. That is our last scripture. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the enemy. Hallelujah. And bear you, I'm speaking on the topic, the lures of sin. It is the same as the schemes of sin, the schemes of temptation, the schemes of the devil. He says that, put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. God has given us an armor which is strong enough to withstand the schemes of the enemy. Hallelujah. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. These are the things that we wrestle against. We wrestle against the spiritual host of wickedness. We wrestle against the powers. We wrestle against the rulers. We wrestle against the world forces of darkness of this age. If you are a Christian, it is no joke. Everyone is bombarding you, both physically and spiritually. You are facing demons. You are facing, you know, principalities. You are facing powers here and there. And God has given us an armor so that we'll be strong enough to defeat the spiritual forces. He said, therefore, take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand the evil day. We are in an evil day. And that's why a world of temptations. Yeko. Abayu e peso tina homa Christo. O piefa kwame dene se. O piefa hayao dene se. Obi di ka chesino. Obi su ya onamdade. Obi su di moto chesino. Chese obani niya hoto. Because e jamai aseme mama. Eno hiya wo. We are seeing tino. Womu di sika. Eya trap. Kolano. Every woman. Omo ring kolano. And if we do not put on the armor of God, the women in the church, a beard one more beka, because embema na ye wild no more ring kolano. Embema su e guha se insu no. Omo so e bia tifri. Eno mo diko. Hallelujah. But if we will put on the armor of God, which he has given us in our new nature, because anybody who comes to Christ does not remain the same. He becomes a new creature. The old is past and gone. You are new in Christ Jesus, and therefore he has given you the armor of God. Hallelujah. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand in this evil day, having done all to stand. Hallelujah. You need to strive to stand. Me patrol, you need to strive to stand. Standing on your feet in this era is not a joke. Obia, yeah. You know, formerly, very few people who deem themselves as high class, when you are even in the SHS and the universities, Very few people who were doing themselves as upper class, were going out sleeping around, and so it was a niche for them. But now, rather, it is ish or niche, how you call it in this your generation, for you not to have a boyfriend. Since you are doing the right thing in the moment, and in the moment, Baba be you who does. Hallelujah. Because everybody is doing it. Everybody is stealing. Everybody is insulting. Everybody is disrespecting. Everybody is corrupt. Everybody is having sex around. Everybody is cheating on the wife. Everybody is cheating on the husband. Everybody is doing something evil. So evil is the order of the day now. So it is some kind of class to stay on the path of God. Hallelujah. Let Christians know that today we have the power to be classic. We have the power to show that we are not like them. So do not join the norm. For the gate that lead to destruction is wide. But the gate that leads to life is narrow. Join the narrow line. Hallelujah. And let us not be like them. Hallelujah. Say, stand therefore, having guided your waist with truth. A truth is the order of the day. Lying is the order of the day. But as a Christian, God has given us the power, the enablement for us to speak the truth always. He says that if we speak the truth always, the principalities, the powers of darkness, the rulers of the higher world will not get us, because he has given us a belt of truth. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Today, because of the grace message, people don't value holy living. Because of the grace message, people don't value righteousness. But that is not the gospel. That is not the gospel. He says, I repent and return to your Lord. Hallelujah. Righteousness is needed. The Christian living bears the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Grace does not exchange our need to live a holy and righteous life. So if you think we are in the dispensation of grace and you can live anyhow, you are exposing yourself to demonic attacks. You are exposing yourself to sicknesses. You are exposing yourself into wicked, situations. You are exposing yourself. Grace is not an excuse to live anyhow you want. Because he says, he has given us the breastplate of righteousness. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take up the shield of faith, by which we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked man. If you believe that entete wanafe na nkopo wa me som no ne de oyanyame no kwarefo na ondi mi hwammo asembi obekale ye anene amen. You don't look at your current situation. You don't look at your current difficulty. You don't look at your current shame to follow that man. You don't look at the current shame to commit sins. You don't look at the current shame to commit abomination, because you have faith in the Lord and you know that enchete wanafe na kopowo ye no kwafo no so sheba odibone so. You need faith. You need to put your eye on the Lord and say that, man, as far as my Lord liveth, as far as my Lord liveth, I will overcome. As far as my Lord liveth, I will survive. You need to build your faith in the Lord. Hallelujah. You need faith to survive, because faith is believing that what you have asked you will receive, and what you have not seen will come to pass. Hallelujah. And that is the only way that you can withstand the tricks and the lure of the enemy. Hallelujah. He says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Christo ni kantresem no. Kantresem na hodi wom. Christo ni rebible no na hodi wom. Christo ni riditre konkono na tumi wom. Na tumi wom. We will not read the word, and the devil is using that against us, and the enemy is using that against us. But he's saying that we should put on the helmet of salvation and the sword. What do we use the sword for? The sword of the Spirit, which is the word. We use the sword to kill. We use the sword to overcome the enemy. We use the sword to become powerful. When the sword of God, which is the word, it says that the lamp of my feet, the lamp of my path, the lamp of my life is the word. Hallelujah. And we need the sword. Don't be lazy. Read the scriptures. Read the scriptures. Read the scriptures. I can come on Facebook. So when you come on Facebook, look for preachings. Look for the word. Look for the word to read. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being alert with all perseverance and supplications for the saints. You need to pray on your bombaye. Lay makabaka sekebe ya makaba. Lebe kaba lebolobole sekebe ya makama. Confuse ufia befo. Bombaye in the spirit. Returns. Kabi. Suyasane ya bombaye. Suyasane ya tunjum. Suyasane ya tuntum nyankupo. With all kinds of supplications. And you win the wall of temptation. You win the wall of sin. The wall of sin. Yakun. And we need to overcome sin. And if you overcome sin, you need to read the scripture. You need to pray. You say, praying always with all prayer and supplication. And Bible, the Bible, why do you pray? Hallelujah. The 19. And pray. And pray for me, so that the utterance may be given to me, so that I may open my mouth boldly to make known mysteries of the gospel. Bompai ma osofo wate. Osofo nsu ofisi temptation. Osofo nsu ye nipa bompai emano. So that he, when he opens his mouth boldly, he will be able to speak the mysteries of the gospel. Pray for your pastor. Hallelujah. Pray for your pastor. Put on the armor of God. That is the only way that you can overcome the temptation. You will not be able to overcome the temptation by just saying you want to overcome the temptation. You need to put on the armor of God. Write this verse again. Read and ponder over it. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. And then James chapter 1, verse 12 to 18. Hallelujah. Our nature as human beings, we are enticed and we love what we are supposed to hate. And we hate what we are supposed to love. But God has given us the power to be more victorious and overcome sin. Just put on the armor of God and you will be more than conqueror. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you. We bless you for your word, for quickening our hearts, for letting us know that we are enticed by our own desires, and letting us know that we should put on the armor of God so we'll be able to overcome the powers and the rulers of darkness and the wicked ones. Father, may you empower us. May you empower us. May you empower us to overcome sin. May we be aware, oh God, so that, Father, we'll be more victorious in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, oh God. Father, I pray for everyone who is struggling with any kind of sin, oh God, that you equip them, oh God, that, Father, you prompt them, oh God, that you deliver them from that sin in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Father, help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Beloved, if you are here and you are battling with a particular kind of sins, we all have a kind of sin that we face. Shall you be upstanding and shall we all pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you know the heart of every man. As they are upstanding and as they are watching us, oh God, whatever the sin is, whether it is the sin of lesbianism, whether it is the sin of homosexuality, whether it is the sin of lies, the sin of corruption, the sin of evil deeds, armed robbery, whatever it is, Father, have mercy upon them. And Father, I pray, oh God, that your power will deliver them from the hand of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for having me, and I'm privileged that God have used me to bless you today. We pray for you, and we know this week is going to be a great week. Hallelujah. For our Facebook friends, we say that if you want to reach us, contact us on the line, the telephone line on our screen. Contact us. We are willing to help you. We are willing to hold your hand for all of us to grow in the Christian faith. And we are also pleased and so happy that God is using us to bless you. Keep the testimonies coming, and we are also willing to pray for you. This week is your week of miracles. Stay safe. COVID-19.